In the grand theater of life, we all seek a comeback, a resurgence, a rekindling of our inner fire. But how do we spark that flame? Welcome to Reignite Resilience. This is not just another podcast. This is a journey, a venture into the heart of human spirit, the power of resilience, and the art of reigniting our passions.
Welcome back to another episode of Reignite Resilience. I am your co-host, Natalie Davis, and I am so happy to be joined by Pam Cass. Pam, how are you today?
I am fabulous, and I feel like it's been a while since we've done a recording. Like, I was getting a little bit of withdrawals.
Oh, were you having withdrawals? That's so fun.
I love that. I was like, I don't think we did anything since our live like a Saturday ago.
That's true. I think you're correct. Yeah. Too long. So it's been a little bit of time. If you didn't check out our live, it's on Facebook. You guys should go check it out. I think we shared the pain of technology and not being able to get online. But you know what? We got there. It's hosted. And we have learned how to do things differently. So we may come back to you live.
Well, I feel like you and I like to travel the road less traveled, which is a little bit harder than the normal path. That's okay.
But
that's
more beautiful.
Resilience is all
exactly.
About.
Yeah. The way scenery more, is amazing.
Way more beautiful. I agree. I totally agree. I love it.
Oh my gosh. Well, Pam, we have a guest today. So I am so excited. And this is a personal friend of mine, someone that I've had an opportunity to connect with. So I'm so excited that she said yes. And she's also a big fan of the show itself. She listens to the podcast quite a bit. So why don't you tell our listeners who's joining us today?
Absolutely. So I am super excited. And I have just gotten to know our guest over the past year and just so excited that she's here with us today. So today we have joining us Katia León y León. And she is originally from Lima, Peru. And she immigrated to the United States in 2007 when her family relocated here for work. She has degrees in corporate communication and marketing. And Katia boasts an impressive 14-year career with leadership roles in government agencies. So a lot of amazing things. So Katia's story in the U.S. is one of a determination and thriving in a new environment. She has seamlessly integrated herself into the community, surpassing many natives in her involvement in local government. I am just so honored that you are here with us today to share your story. You are also a licensed realtor in Colorado, bilingual, and just you have done so many things, so many designations. And for somebody to pick up your life from another country and come to the United States and just be airdropped basically into a Colorado and then end up thriving is just amazing. So I can't wait for you to share your story with us. So tell us more about yourself.
Well, as you were saying, I'm originally from Lima, Peru. I'm the middle child, and also I'm a Gen X. So I think that all Gen X and middle childs, we are recipients.
Okay.
So what part do you want me to tell you?
Well, I would love to hear the story because you share with me your life in Peru and then what you did there. And then all of a sudden, your husband changes jobs and is brought to the United States. So you picked up and left your family, your career, and came to a whole nother country, different language. And so I want to hear about that journey because that's, talk about resilience. That's something that not many people go through.
So, yes. So my daughter was 4 years and a half when my ex-husband was, sorry.
That's okay.
He was transferred to the headquarters of his company. Okay. And so we all came here. I was at that point in the point of my career. I was 14 years working in internal communication and marketing. I was teaching at the university communications there. And they were opening actually a position and I was going to be in charge, kind of a deacon thing of the area of corporate communications. But yeah, well, my ex-husband had this opportunity and we want the best for our daughter. So we moved here and I have to reinvent myself. And I think that's been the recurring theme of my life is have to reinvent myself.
Yes.
Because I came here and I was, okay, I've been working 24/7, I always work. So the first thing that I did is I went to the mall and pick up an application and begin to work at Puerto Rican Kids because I couldn't stay at my house.
Yes.
Then, and he took it credit to my ex-husband. He was the one that thought, you love to talk with people. Why are you not a real estate agent? So actually that was him. And I got my license in 3 weeks because my parents decided to travel to visit me the first week that I was taking classes. Okay. And of course, everybody was, don't worry, you're not going to pass a class. It's your second language. And I was like, why? Oh. So, and that's something that Pam and I, we were talking. It's about how it's one thing that I always need to prove myself.
Yes.
To other people, just because I have an accent doesn't mean that I don't know.
Yes.
Right.
And that's been one of the things that I need. And that's why I have so many designations, and because I needed to prove that I can do it.
Yes.
So that's kind of the story of my life.
Wow. So you had an opportunity to become the deacon of this school. That's a prestigious position. And so now you're brought to Colorado. Did you speak English?
Yes.
When you came? Okay.
Yes. I went to school with, my school was from Nanson, Philadelphia.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I was involved in the culture, and my daughter was going to, we were working on a mine. So she was in a school that was for the kids of the mine. So it was American.
Okay.
So we were really involved.
Okay. So you didn't have the language barrier on top of everything else.
Yeah.
Ish.
No, ish.
Ish.
yeah. Now I have a lot about my accent. I cannot keep it. Like, there's no way I can take it out.
So your resolve, you went and took that class and you got your real estate license in 3 weeks. And that's not easy to do. And it's not easy to pass. And I know that I hear that all the time, that people don't pass on their first time because it's difficult. And here you are, English really is a second language, and you are so determined that whatever. And then you've kept doing these designations just to kind of keep getting better and improve yourself. I love that. That's amazing. How did your daughter do, and what did you do to kind of help her through that transition? Because I mean, 4.5 isn't, I mean, it's probably a good age to move kiddos because they're young, they're more resilient when they're younger. Was there anything that you saw that she went through that you kind of helped her navigate through?
No, she knew the language because she was going, in Peru, you go to nursery since you are a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And she was going to, it was immersed in English over there.
Okay.
So she knew the language, she got it really fast, and even at school, she has something called English as a second language or something like that. So, mm-hmm. and the lady was like, your daughter knows everything, because the way that she was teach how to, she was learned to read by the sounds. So the sounds are the same. So she didn't have a trouble at school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that part was actually really good. The only thing is that we as Hispanic were bigger and wider when we were kids. So she was almost one head taller than all of her class.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
And her friends were like, it was like this. That create a lot of, that could have here or it could have in Peru. It was the same.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Okay.
Well, Katya, I think that you started off by saying, like, being that middle child, there's always that thing. I don't know anything about that because I'm the oldest. And so that's, you know, we have our own set of challenges that we work through. But I think that that came through, especially as you're moving to a new country and really like turning to the your support system for the support that you need as you enter into a whole new career. After you just, I mean, you basically fought your way to earn the career that you had in Peru, because it was a male dominated area, right? For you, and for you to be in that position was very rare to even have that opportunity. And so here you are looking to turn to your family and your tribe for support. And it's a, you may do it. Who knows? You don't know the language that much. So, and you did.
Love it.
Yeah. Being the middle child. Yeah. It's kind of the sandwich. And because my oldest sister, she was like always with my parents and this, and it's kind of like I get my way always because nobody was looking at me.
Yeah.
And, but at the same time, and that's you, because you need to yell to people notice you.
Yes.
I pick a career, like you were saying, that nobody thought it was a weird career at that point. Corporate communication wasn't important in Peru. And I was one of the only women that was getting the same. Like, I was growing in that point.
Yeah.
But I caught it and I came here and I was, okay, let's begin from zero. And So I began real estate and it was tough. It was years, really tough years, but I was able to be successful. But at the same time, I worked really hard and I was in a love with my daughter. So
Yeah. Now, you said ex-husband. So you came to the United States. And how long before you ended up divorcing your husband?
So I just have 2 years and a half of get divorced. My ex-husband, he suffered from mental issue. He has severe depression and he's a narcissist.
Okay.
I learned what a narcissist is a lot in this. In your podcast, it's amazing. All the things that I have learned and everything, like the lady that wrote the book, I was like, that is my story.
Yeah.
Like I never had a gun pointed on my face, but yeah, I did have things, like different things, but it was my story. And I did struggle a lot because I needed to do everything. Because as a Hispanic, you need to wash, clean, take care of the house, take care of the kids. And at the same time, you need to work and bring money to them. Place.
Yes.
So, and the same story of this lady, my ex-husband stopped working for 3 years before I got divorced. I was the only person paying all the cars, the houses, the timeshares, everything. And then is when I realized, like, why? If I can pay everything for myself, why do I need him?
Yeah.
And I lost total respect for him. And that's when my marriage went over. And
okay. So now you are in another country and you're divorced and raising your daughter. And so how is that going? Because that's a big change, you know? How long were you guys married?
23 years.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a long time. It's a lifetime.
And well, the first thing my dad says is, well, first is like, why did you get divorced? Well, your other option is come to the house and live with me. And I was like, no, I already have a life. I am alone. Yeah, I'm kind of alone here because it's only my daughter and I.
Yeah.
But I do have amazing friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, that's the family that I pick.
Yeah. That's your tribe.
You don't want to went back to Peru at all.
Yeah. No. Good for you. Good for you. Now, you have done a ton of stuff inside of the real estate community. So kind of share with us all of the amazing things that you've done to kind of pave the way for bilingual realtors, because you've done a lot of stuff, which is amazing.
So, well, I thought that to build my career, people need to know that I know, that I actually know what I'm talking about. And it's
like the credibility.
Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and then is when I begin to be involved with Smedra, that is my board. And then I went directly to CAR and I went to work at the foundation. So I met a lot of people all over the state. So now, right now, I served 6 years of the board of the CAR Foundation board. Mm-hmm. And now I'm actually in Global. Okay. That actually they just changed the name to International Group.
Love it.
And I'm also serving on membership services.
Business.
And Smedra, I'm part of the Leadership Academy. So that are kind of the places where I like. I like business and develop business. I know a lot of that and I love education. So that's kind of where I am, international, because yeah, that's me.
Yeah. So you like to stay busy.
Oh, yeah.
A real underachiever.
And I had to reinvent myself because my divorce, that when I give the last payment to my ex-husband, my accounts is 0.32 and 0. That's a personal, and the business was 0.50.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I had to begin from zero and build myself again. I actually did a lot of straight cuts. I used to have a property management company, but I wasn't in the capacity to serve my clients. So I said, I will give it to my assistant. So I give her that. I change brokerage just so I can have a clean cut. I love my business partner, Phoebe Nason. She's still my best friend. But we said that that's the best for me to, I can begin to have a new life. And that's the second time that now I'm reinventing myself.
Yeah. But and isn't it fun?
Yes.
It's a lot of work and it's a little scary, but it's kind of fun. I always make the comment, well, I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do when I grow up. And yeah, someday I'll figure that out. But we're having fun along the ride.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it. Okay.
When do you, like going back to reinventing yourself, when do you feel like you truly reinvented yourself the first time? And where do you feel that you are right now?
So the first time when I had to move here and I realized that everything that I did for 17 years doesn't matter because nobody cared. It's not nobody cared. There was not the contacts, not the people, nothing. Yeah. The second time was after this is something that is kind of personal, but I will share it. My goal when I decided to do real estate was I want to get to a level that I can maintain my house and my ex-husband don't need to work. So he can be happy and everybody's going to be happy in the house. Doesn't sound like narcissist. Mm-hmm.
But that was reinvention number two, Katya, right?
One.
Oh, that was number one. Okay.
Because I came here from the state, from Peru here. And when I began to do real estate, I was, okay, I can do this. Yeah. So I noticed he was struggling with his mental issues and things. And he didn't want to help himself. Well, that's another story. But and then my daughter also had some issues with bulimia and anorexia. So she was hospitalized also at the hospital. And what kept me trying and don't stop was I want my family to be able that I can sustain all my family and they don't need to do anything because I am doing and we are all happy.
Yeah.
But I got to that level and he didn't like it.
Yeah. Oh. So that was your goal and you got there.
I got there.
Yeah.
And then when we got divorced, you need people to get divorced. No, you need to pay the ex-husband. You need to pay the lawyers. Right. You need to pay all these things. Yeah. So all what I did
and
collapse
basic level. And it has taken me 2 years to go back. So this is reinvention number two.
This is number two.
This is number two when I realized, okay, I love real estate, but I don't have now that I don't need to be an extremely successful agent.
Yeah.
I want to do something that actually I'm happy.
Yeah.
I can help and lift people that actually want me, that actually are happy with what I do. So now, right now, I'm in more a support position. I'm kind of office manager, operation manager, and I also manage all the residential deals for another realtor. I don't know if I can say the name, John Park.
Yeah.
So John has a huge different lines of things that he's doing, investment, software, commercial, and everything. And so what I take care of is residential with him.
Yeah.
So I also manage all his office, and that has given me the joy of my life. I'm the most happy person. I wake up in the morning, I grab my book that some lady sold in Amazon that I didn't even knew when I got it to my house, and I look at the back and what it's doing.
She's referencing Magical Mornings. If you'd like to get your copy, it's available on Amazon.
Yes, it is.
That's my morning, and it's amazing. And I have, I'm so excited.
We hope that you have enjoyed part one of our two-part interview with Katya Leon y Leon. She has given us so much insight in terms of various adversities that we can face in different chapters of our lives. From uprooting her family from Lima, Peru, and settling in the United States to establish herself as a successful entrepreneur, defying all the odds, and ultimately continuing to be that middle child. But we often face so many of the same adversities when we look at our own lives. Join us as we come back for part two, where Katya will share what keeps her motivated and keeps her going, and what is filling her bucket. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Reignite Resilience. We hope that you had amazing ahas and takeaways. Remember to subscribe on your favorite streaming platform, like it, and download the upcoming episodes. And if you know anyone in your life that is looking to continue to ignite their resilience, share it with them. We look forward to seeing you on our future episodes. And until then, continue to reignite that fire within your hearts.